Daily News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Is this thing working? I think it is. Hello and good evening to those of you out there on our live streams on YouTube. And, of course, all of you that listen live on Ustream. And those of you that download our podcast on iTunes and on Podomatic, welcome. Tonight it's Tuesday, May 19th, 2015. Tonight, Rags is not in for the show tonight. Rags will not be here tonight. We got a special guest host. Sonny Cardona is riding shotgun. Sonny Cardona is, you probably have heard him from, he's got a great YouTube channel out there. He's also a former, radio host on other shows. Sonny, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, what's up, man? It's a pleasure, again, being with you, and it's pretty awesome. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, no, thank you for sharing your time with us and filling in for Rags here while he's just a little busy. Just give me a second here. I'm trying to adjust my audio just so I come in a little bit more louder for folks out there. Now I think I'm – there we go. Okay. Man. Am I too loud for you there, Sonny?
Yeah, no, you're good. You got the bass going. You know, it's all good.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure everyone gets a good, clear audio of myself for the podcast and all that great stuff. For those out there who are not familiar with Sonny, he was on you were on the Extreme Society. Was that correct?
Yeah, I was on the EX. I also was on the GLP Rafi Live with you and
absolutely.
Rags and everybody else, which was a pleasure of mine. Just totally loved it. You know, just to give you a little background, you know, I've been doing research for over a decade, maybe longer now. And, you know, I was hanging out with one of my best friends, and then that's how, you know, we created the first show I was on, the EXS. And then I left that show, and then Fenn from GLP invited me to do the shows with you guys, Rags and you, Jay, and it was an honor. And, you know, doing the conspiracy stuff like that, I was doing my first YouTube videos, and that's how I got started. And, you know, it's been amazing because I got to interview some of the greatest minds in the conspiracy world and the movers and shakers of the truth movement just by being invited to do these shows. So it's just been a blessing, and it's pretty awesome. And now I have another YouTube, because my first YouTube got taken out, you know, when you're saying the
now
truth.
Now, these YouTubes, you cover a lot of the Illuminati stuff, correct?
Right.
Now, your YouTube channel, do you have a URL for that? Because I know my YouTube channel, it's a bunch of numbers and letters. And
yeah.
I had to make my own custom URL so people could get there. YouTube.disclosuremedia.net. So if you want to subscribe, go ahead and do that. So how can people find your YouTube channel, Sonny?
Yeah, you're right. I do have a bunch of letters, numbers, and all that. It's, you know, you just type in one word, truth never sleeps. You know, truth never sleeps. You just Google that, YouTube it. You know, it'll be right there. It'll pop up. And again, yes, I talk about the Illuminati. Basically, I expose the satanic Illuminati system. Last couple videos I did was the Billboard Music Awards. Basically, I exposed some of the cult symbolism that they use within it, because a lot of these award shows are cult rituals done to the masses. I did then the other video I just did was Miley Cyrus, and I actually did some reverse speech, which again, you can reverse words. You know, back in the 70s, they would do music and they would reverse it and it'll say satanic things. So I did it with Miley Cyrus, and she says, you know, something about Satan. Thank you, Satan. So that was one video. It's doing really good. And I just exposed Britney Spears' new song.
Isn't it amazing, the transition? You can actually see this Miley Cyrus. You can see the transition from her from when she was, you know, in the Well, she, what was she in?
She had her own show, right?
She had Anna the Miley Montana. Cyrus show, right? Was that right?
She was in that. She was in Disney, which is Disney is a cult, 666. I did a whole video on those guys. But yeah, she was Miley Cyrus, Jay. You know, she was for the little girls. She was. She would actually have a multiple personality in Hannah Montana. She was a regular girl, and then she was a superstar. And, you know, she would always try to hide that identity. And a lot of this stuff was done on purpose because they knew the little kids that would watch her in the early 2000s when she was doing that Hannah Montana show on Disney and she made movies and all that. They know that these younger generation girls would follow her, which they are, and now she's just an Illuminati whore. Sell out, and now these young girls are following suit to this, so it's pretty sad.
Well, for those who are watching live on the YouTube stream and on the Ustream, I'm showing Sonny's YouTube channel right there. You can find it. Actually, Sonny, to get to Sonny's YouTube, you do have a username. Did you know that? It's youtube.com/user/truthneversleeps.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So that's your URL for folks. Right. Also, you've got the ExtremeLifeChanger.com, correct?
Yeah, the ExtremeLifeChanger.com, one of the largest truther, conspiracy, Christian, because I'm a Christian, sites on the planet. I have over 600 links on that thing. It's just been amazing. Millions upon millions of hits throughout the duration. So it's been a blessing. So lots of information. And I also have a Facebook, Beyond Awake, where I post new things every day on the Illuminati and stuff, which again, it's growing. It's been a blessing, and it's been a privilege having people listen to me and stuff like that. And again, I commend you, Jay, because you're throwing out the truth, you're throwing out the news. And again, thank you for inviting me to have this opportunity.
No problem. Let's matter of fact, let's get to some news. So I'm gonna go over here to my little news, the little module we have here, so I can pick out this first story that we're going to talk about. And this one we have on the website disclosuremedia.net. You can find this article on our website. There's also a video there that you can watch that goes along with this article. This one's coming from NASA. You know, never gives you a straight answer, right? You know,
yep.
That, I'm right.
It's a dumb.
They're saying a huge section of Antarctica's ice shelf is disintegrating. A huge section of Antarctica's ice shelf is rapidly thawing. And this is according to a just-released study by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA. They predict, Sonny, that it will be only a few years before this particular ice shelf, which is almost 618 square miles, that it will be completely gone, disengaged from the ground, and it will break into hundreds of icebergs. And two-thirds of this 10,000-year-old shelf is already gone. Now, and this, you know, this is, of course, coming from a study. I don't know how much you want to believe into this. Now, this guy says, this is a clear indication of the enormity of changes that are taking place in the Antarctica Peninsula and elsewhere in Antarctica. He said, three glaciers that supply the Larsen B shelf with ice are thinning and gaining speed. And quote from our study, now we know that these glaciers are flowing faster, and most likely they are putting more ice into the ocean. And this was from the lead. This guy's the lead of NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, there's a video here, Sonny, that they show, and I'm not going to play it or anything. If anyone wants to watch it, you just point your browser over to disclosuremedia.net, and you can watch the video there. So what do you think? Is this more propaganda for the climate change? Or what is your opinion on climate change? Or what I like to say, Earth changes. That's my word I like to use. I like to use Earth changes because that's what I think is really going on. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. I think again, it's Earth changes. I do believe in that. I believe that this is, you know, a natural cycles that the Earth does go through. You know, I think we're going through maybe a little bit of the heat, right? But I believe it's also caused through the geoengineering programs that are going on around the world, hence the chemtrails and stuff like that. When, you know, you're being sprayed left and right, it's going to mess up the atmosphere. It's geoengineering. It's engineering the weather. And so it's manipulating it. And so it's causing a lot of these problems, you know.
How much of that do you attribute the spraying? Do you think it is them trying
to hold it back?
To block? Do you think the sun is playing a big role in the earth changes?
Yeah, I believe that, again, I think they did a study that they studied the planets or whatever, and all the planets are heating up, and the sun and everything like that. So it's just not earth, you know, heating up. It's the whole planet, the whole solar system. And, you know, solar flares are coming left and right. You can do the research on
earthquakes.
That.
Look at the earthquakes flares here lately.
Yeah. So it's part of that. And is the Illuminati or the people controlling the weather, are they trying to block it with little metal particulates through the chemtrails? It's possible, but I think it's more notorious than that. They really, the people that are manipulating and controlling this world, they really want control over everything. And that is the weather, 100%. They've said they would, you know, these old soldiers would love to control the weather because they can destroy, you know, the enemy. You know, you throw in a couple of these chemtrails or these weather modifications and you can drought them where they have no water or no food. You know what I'm saying? Through HAARP and Tesla technology. So I believe it's more so that these people are really messing with our planet. And of course, they're doing it through the guise of global warming, you know, Al Gore and his forklifter. And in the background, you see the polar bear with no, you know what I'm saying? It's a joke. And yeah, I believe a lot of it is a manipulation of the weather, the things that they're doing, the weather modification. I believe that 100%. Because they want to become the masters of the universe. They want to be gods in this planet. That's what they're all about.
I'd have to agree, man. I have to agree with you that. All right, so let's move on to another story, folks, here that we've got. Sonny, I think you've got it on your end there. Of course, it just hit the news not too long ago. We have the oil pipeline spill. So go ahead, Sonny. What's going on?
All right, let me just get on there. Well, within a couple hours this happened, oil pipeline spills about 21,000 gallons of crude oil dumped into the ocean from a broken pipeline just off the Central California coast, you know, before it was shut off this Tuesday, creating a spill stretching about 4 miles along the beach of the U.S. Coast Guard. You know, and it spilled in a beautiful part of California, Santa Barbara County, and the health officials there, you know, now, you know, they're there, they're trying to contain this spill, and many have abandoned the sites that's going on, the foul smells and stuff like that. Firefighters were there and stuff like that. They have found a half a mile of slick and dark black crude oil in the ocean. Of course, that's what happens when there's an oil spill and stuff. So again, just more stuff happening to the Pacific. And, you know, it's just sad because, again, that's going to affect, you know, the animal life there. It's going to just, you know, destroy the ecosystem that's around there, that 4 mile. But even then, you have this 21,000 crude oil dump. Number one, they're going to charge us more for gas prices. If you notice, I paid like, I don't know, it was like 40 or something cents, or it was like, what was it? 240, 340 or something. And now it's like 379 or something like that.
Wow.
So all of a sudden they hiked up the oil before this news came out. And you know they're going to talk about this coming up. Well, gas prices now just went up because of the oil spill. You know?
Right.
So it's all BS. And then on top of it, what a lot of people don't talk about that I did a video on is that Fukushima, the radiation. You know, me and Art, you know, we used to do the other show.
Oh, Lord, don't bring his name up.
Well, okay, but anyway, I used to love talking about Fukushima because this is the disaster.
It's still going on, man.
That
you know,
still gives,
it hasn't
right?
stopped.
It's like a bad disease, the gift that keeps on giving, right? Sexual transmitted disease just keeps on giving. And, you know, it's happening. And I think, you know, yes, we have this oil spill. Hopefully we can clean it up and contain it, of course. And it is a major one. But anything that happens is bad, you know, especially with the ecosystem there. But, you know, we have to also think about the Fukushima, again, the radiation that's going on, and, you know, even Tokyo, a playground just recently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, had high doses of radiation in a children's playground in Tokyo. Wow. So this is terrible. It's happening. The Pacific is totally being shot, you know, with oil spills, now radiation. It's getting crazy, man.
It is getting crazy. It just seems like it's just amping up more and more.
Right. Right. And, you know, now, you know, we're also talking about California, right? You got a story on Los Angeles. And what are these guys going to do? They're gonna hike up the minimum wage, $15, right?
Yeah. That's the next one on the docket here for those. You know, I don't know how they get away with it. I didn't know cities could do this. I thought it had to come from the state or the feds. I didn't. So anyway, this story that we've got on Disclosure Media that you can read right now, Los Angeles City Council votes for a $15 minimum wage, and I'm sure that's just going to help everyone, and no one will lose their jobs, right? So the Los Angeles City Council gave initial approval Tuesday to raise the minimum pay in the nation's second largest city to $15 an hour by 2020. A closely watched step as Americans' wages have stagnated. The council voted 14-1 after residents made impassioned statements for and against the plan. Quote, today, help is on the way for the 1 million Angelenos who live in poverty, Mayor Eric Garcetti said in a statement, adding that the minimum wage should not be a poverty wage in Los Angeles. The vote sends the measure to the city attorney to prepare a wage ordinance. The ordinance will then go to a council committee, and assuming it passes, to the full council for a full vote, for a final vote, and then to the mayor. The increases would begin with a wage of $10.50 in July 2016, followed by an annual increases to $12, $13, $13.25, $14.25, and then $15. Small businesses and nonprofits would be a year behind. Small business with a 25 or fewer employees to have an additional year to reach that $15 plateau. See, they don't care about the small business. Oh, we'll just give you an extra year. Council members noted that Los Angeles has 700,000 people earning minimum wage and one of the highest housing costs in the nation. California minimum wage is $9. So they always want to keep throwing more money at the problem, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think people do need, you know, when we look at the minimum wage, I mean,
it needs to go higher, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it needs,
no doubt,
know,
but
everything costs more. If you've ever lived in California, which I lived in California for a short period of time, I mean, rent is ridiculous. I mean, you know, a two-bedroom apartment back in 2003 was close to $1,500. It's ridiculous. You know, and you got people that, you know, yeah, a lot of people go, well, you got these poor people. They never went to school. These dropouts, they're working at McDonald's, and they're expecting to get all this money. Okay, I can see that, but, you know, you got now college kids that get out with a degree, and they're trying to find a job, and they can't find a job.
But see, that's the thing. There's never a guarantee that you're ever going to get that, even if you go to college.
That's true.
It's a gamble.
Right. I do believe, though, that, you know, there should be an increment.
There should be, but the problem is the wage hasn't kept up with inflation.
Right. Exactly.
If it had, it probably would be like $20 an hour right now.
Exactly.
But trying to jack it up so quickly is probably going to put a lot of small businesses out.
I agree.
The big guys can handle it. You know, McDonald's, they can afford it. You know, they're just going to pass
Walmart.
They're going to pass the cost on to the customer anyway. I mean, that's what they do. So there'll be no more dollar menus.
Right. $1.20.
Yeah, I think I read it would be a 30. If they went to 15, all McDonald's 15, it would be a 38% increase on food cost. So whatever you pay now, add 38% to that. So your dollar cheeseburger will be $1.38.
Right, and that sucks. But you know, too, to be honest with you, if you're eating at McDonald's, you shouldn't be eating that crap anyway. It's all GMO garbage anyway. It's junk. I hate to say it. You know, it's fast food and it's bad for you. You know, I actually, today I went
Sunny.
To the time. Okay.
Sorry, brother. We need to take our break here. Folks, we'll be back here in just a short minute. Stand by.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Okay, folks, coming back here from our little break. You like this, Sonny?
Yeah, man. It's mellow, dude. Nice mix there, brother.
This is Otis McDonald. You know, we were talking about McDonald's. Well, this is Otis McDonald. Not related.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you do know McDonald's is closed. They were saying so many stores now. The profit margins are really going down.
They are. Okay. Yeah, I heard they are, but I don't buy it.
Well, you know what they're trying to sell is that GMO, and they got the Hamburglar now, which is like a stud.
What did you see where they did go all natural in their chicken?
They went all natural.
Supposedly, they're supposedly going to get out of the antibiotic. You know, I guess they're going to get away from that stuff, and supposedly, so we'll see.
You know, again, if you're paying for a dollar for something, you gotta wonder why is it so cheap and stuff like that. And I always say fast foods, they always give you a bag because it's a barf bag. Because half the time I eat like a McDonald's burger, I'm spitting it out back in the bag as I'm driving.
I like their, I have to say, I like their crispy chicken sandwiches here recently. They're pretty good.
Okay.
Listen to us giving McDonald's here some props and not props. Yeah, you know, it's each to their own. You probably shouldn't eat too much of that stuff.
That's what I'm saying. You know, here and there, okay, I just, like I said, the burgers are our thing. If I go to get a burger, a Wendy's. I like Wendy's burgers. Yeah.
Folks, if you're just joining us, Sonny Cardona is filling in for Rags tonight. You can find out some information about Sonny if you go to his website,
ExtremeLifeChanger.com.
You can also find him on YouTube. You can find his YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/TruthNeverSleeps. You can Google that too, Truth Never Sleeps, and it's like the first one, bam, right there on Google. So we're going to get back here and talk some more news here. This next story that I got up, this is from our good old buddy Alex Jones over at Infowars.com. He says something big is about to happen. Have you ever had a gut feeling that something big, impossible, bad is about to happen? If you have, you're not the only one. In the video below, alternative media giant Alex Jones shares his gut feeling about what could be coming. Here's what he stated in his YouTube commentary. Quote, scientists have proven that humans and animals can sense events and energy sources that are beyond the reach of the five senses. Alex Jones' sixth sense has been going off in recent weeks, and he wanted to take some time to share what he has been going through mentally and a call for a discussion of what the future has in store for us all. So there is a video there. I haven't even watched the video, so he's got the Colorado, the video here. I'm just looking at the first picture, Sonny, and it's got the Denver, Colorado, one of those mirrors that
yeah.
was. And I was at that airport recently, and
right.
I didn't go looking for them, but I was told they're gone.
Who told you that?
Well, it's just reports that are online.
Oh,
like if
really?
You go to forums and stuff, people talk that no one can find them, and from what I understand, they have been either repainted over or something. The horse was there though, that big freaky horse with the red eyes, blue horse.
Yeah,
I've seen that thing going by it out of taxi.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because I seen your Facebook, you know, we're Facebook friends, and I seen that you were at the Denver airport, and, you know, that was the first day I asked you, did you see the painting? Did you see the mural? And you're like, it's gone. I'm like, dang.
Yeah. Before I went, I checked, you know, I read around to see, because I wanted to go take some photographs myself of it, and I started reading, and some people have said that they're gone, so at least out there, conspiracy folks say they're gone, so I've just taken their word for it that they're gone, so, and they probably got too much attention.
Yeah, negative publicity. It's probably on the wall of some rich millionaire. Right, you know, because you know they're not. I don't think they'll destroy that. That was really poignant for them. You know, that's a work of art for them. You know, so.
So, what do you think with this Alex Jones saying something big is about to happen?
Well,
what do
you know?
You know, we always had this. You know, the last show that we partnered on, co-hosted on, or whatever you want to, however you want to say it. You know, we really weren't allowed to talk about that guy just because of competition reasons with the website that we were on, and they didn't like him. So, you know, I'll speak freely. Here, I don't care. We're talking about whoever. I'm not going to censor anyone out because, you know, whatever. I've started listening to this guy again here the last couple weeks or so, and some of the things that he says now are just, it's just, they resonate. So, something like him saying something big is about to happen. Do you take that with just a grain of salt from coming from him? Because some say he is an agent.
Well, yeah, I believe he, you know, I think Alex Jones, when he first came out, he was, he really was kind of on it. He really wanted to, you know, help people learn and stuff like that. But he also got really big for his britches. Alex Jones to me has always been a fear monger completely, you know, and I can totally back this statement up because we all know what happened to Y2K or Y2J or whatever the hell, where, oh, it's going to be the end of the world, and oh my gosh, you know, he was one of the guys blowing that horn when nothing happened. And even Bill, what was his name, the guy that he talked about 9/11, Bill, you're a big fan
Cooper.
Of it. Bill Cooper, right. Bill Cooper even said that. He goes, man, what's up with Alex Jones? Now, does Alex Jones have bad information? No, I think he has some great information.
I think at that time he follows where the story goes.
Yeah, I guess he was following, but I think he was on the air and he actually was kind of lying. He was really pushing.
Oh, I'm sure he sensationalized it.
Yeah, he was sensationalized. Yeah, that's what he does. But, you know, does he have some good information? Yeah, you know, Alex Jones I can take here and there. Like I was telling you before pre-show, I was like, man, I feel like listening to Alex Jones today. You know, he's like one of those, like a food that you eat, but you don't eat every day. Cause if you do, it's, you know, but yeah, I mean, I do listen to him, and some of the things that he does say, you know, he was one of the very first guys to talk about, you know, the prison state or, you know, again, martial law, you know, some of his very first videos that really helped mold me to see what was going on. And what we have now is what, that Jade Helm or what is it called? Let's see here.
Jade Helm, 15.
Yeah, Jade Helm.
Oh, yeah, he's been talking about that quite a bit.
Right, which is coming September. And you know what? I got to give him props for that because Alex Jones, again, was at the forefront saying this is, again, martial law. Prison state FEMA camps coming. We got to do something. and when he says that, we got to say, wait a minute. Why are all these states having, you know, the military do these exercises? For what?
You know, that's, Sonny, that's a great question. And when we come back from our break here, we're at the bottom of the hour, folks. So we need to take our break and then we'll come back for a good 25-minute block. Once we come back. So stay tuned, folks. Refresh your refreshments. Don't forget also to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.disclosuremedia.net. That'll take you right to our YouTube channel. So don't forget to do that. And you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Disclosure Media. So with that, folks, we'll be back here.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rags.
Well, the truth is, I'm not really sure what happened.
If you came to prove, there's no reason to prove. something funky.
All right, folks, we are coming back from our little news break there. This is another one of my favorites, Sonny.
The head bobber, man. The head bobber.
All right, so kind of forgot what we were talking about before we went on break there, Sonny.
Refresh my memory.
Sure.
Jade Helm, we were talking about that. Again, the military forces now that are doing these testing grounds and these mock invasions and stuff like that all across Texas and so forth and so on. You're going to have all the military forces being a part of this. It's kind of creeping a lot of people out. And especially just in break right now, did you hear that the police won't be able to get any type of military stuff, like grenade launchers and stuff like that, which again, I'm kind of for, but it makes you think, like, let's say if the cops, and I know the cops now are getting a bad name, right? I think that's all set by design.
Oh, yeah.
All the cops are all killing us. The cops are our enemy. It's all the Illuminati divide and conquer. But like, let's say, okay, the cops don't have.
So you gotta break it up. You gotta break down society.
Yeah, yeah. So they're breaking down the society. The cops, no one trusts the cops. And I never had a problem with cops until all this BS that now is pushed to propaganda through all the media. And now I look at cops different and I never had a problem. You know what I'm saying? And so it is. It's that mind control set that they pump in and pump out through radio, TV and everything that divide and conquer. And so what's happening now, like, let's say if the military forces go rogue or anything, they won't be able to protect themselves. All they'll have is their handguns or whatever, SWAT stuff. And the military will have the big guns. And again, the deputy, we've seen the movies where the deputy goes against the military forces or whatever. They're going to be really shorthanded, if you know what I mean.
And we must be really close, Sonny, because if they're at the stage where they're taking out the law enforcement now, we have to be pretty close.
Right, right. That's what they're doing. They're taking those guys down. They're making them public enemy number one. And then what happens to a police officer mentally, too? That makes him, he's not going to care. The people don't
care
about me.
Should I pull that car over?
Right, exactly, and I don't want to do my job the way I should do it.
Should I go down in that rough neighborhood?
Exactly. So it is, it's sad, but that's the divide and conquer technique. And now with these military forces, which we've talked about before, where they were training Russians in Colorado a couple years back, foreign military in our soil. So it's kind of scary, man. It's kind of scary. And that's what's going down, and that's what's going on. And we have to question why, especially, too, they're doing it in Texas. Now, the good old boys in Texas, they had like 100 guns per person down there, right?
Don't mess with Texas.
Right, don't mess with Texas, but they're out there. And why is it? Because they know the people down there carry their arms. They love the Second Amendment right down there. And so again, it's that fear technique and everything like that, which again, I have to give credit to Alex Jones. He was one of the very first guys to say about that, talk about that. He talked about the Bohemian Grove, which was, very eye-opening to me.
He actually made it inside there.
Yeah, he made it inside there.
Some say that he was
invited. Yeah, he's part of it.
Yeah. That's the problem when you get that big.
Right.
You get people who, no matter, even if he is legit, if he's 100% legit, you're going to have a percentage of people that think you're just full of it.
Well, let's just put it this way, Jay. If they invited me or you to talk about the things how we talk about so passionately, especially me, if you see a couple of my videos,
there would be people that say we sold out.
Right, they would say that. But to be honest, I don't think they would invite. They may invite you, but they won't invite a guy like me because I don't know that. Well, I don't know. You're right. You never know, but I doubt it. I 100% doubt. And because of that, there's a lot of other conspiracy people that say, "Hey, he sold out. He's on all these interviews on CNN with that English guy, whatever the hell his name is or whatever. And, you know, it's weird, you know, but they made him look stupid. What was the guy, the England guy from CNN? I forget his name.
Pierce Morgan.
Yeah, he was on Pierce Morgan.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they made him look stupid anyway. If you notice, they kind of played Alex Jones. They made him all fired up. They made him look like a dummy. And
well, some say he played his part.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and whether he did or didn't, I don't know. I think he may be just very passionate about if he just seems very passionate. I don't know if that's an act or what.
Well, I mean, again, listen, he's dressing up like the Joker a couple years back. He made himself look like a retard. Again, to me, this is what I tell everybody. You know, go and search out the truth. Watch, you know, the Alex Jones. Watch all these other people. But again, you have to have a part of discernment. You know, everybody has something that you meet, something to learn. You know what I mean? That's anybody. And so take what they got in, what you feel in your heart, and then, you know, like, wow, Alex Jones said this, or Sonny said this, or Jay said this. Then you go and do your own research and, you know, verify it. And that's how you get the truth. That's how I've always done it, you know. And that's the best way. Research your teachers, research the subjects, do your own mental push-ups, and that's how you're going to get there.
Absolutely. Folks, if you're just joining us, Sonny Cardona is riding shotgun with us tonight. Rags is taking the night off. He'll possibly be off tomorrow night also. He'll let me know about that. For those who are wondering who Sonny Cardona is, you can go to his website, extremelifechanger.com. You can also find him on YouTube at Truth Never Sleeps. Just Google search that. You'll find it. It'll be pop up right there for you. He's got a lot of great videos that talks about the Illuminati, the secret messages. One video that I'm seeing right here with the Britney Spears and the Iggy Azira. Azila?
Azalea.
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 Yeah, Pretty Girls Exposed. So he just posted that one 5 days ago. So check out his website. It's he's got a slew of information on his website. I mean, the amount of information on that website, Sonny, is just, whew.
Yeah, it'll melt your mind. I mean, you know, but again, it is, it's stuff that I just all put together. Like I said, my website alone has over 600 pages. It's,
wow.
Go and look whatever the heck you want to look up. A lot of my research, I'm actually writing a book right now, which I'm going to condense my website into a book format, which is going to be completely amazing. That should be coming out pretty soon. And again, it's just reaching out to the people, you know, and I'm a believer, I'm a Christian. So, you know, also when we're looking at our research and stuff, you know, give it to God or pray. I mean, that's how I do it. And it's led me to this journey and being invited to these great shows as you, Jay, and, you know, as I did other shows. I never wanted to do shows, but they always fall in my lap. And again, I believe because that's a part of the journey, you know, it's that synchronicity, something you see something here and it comes out, you know. So we always have to pay attention to those little things as well, because that's God showing us where we need to be.
Absolutely. All right, Sonny, so let's get on to another topic, or one of our news topics that we got down here that you have with the cancer, these charities. I'll give you a minute there while you pull it up if you need to.
Yeah. You know, again, well, here we go. Four U.S. cancer charities charged for misusing donations in two settled. The U.S. government has charged four cancer charities for misusing more than $187 million.
From what I understand, Sonny, that someone put it into a picture format, and for every dollar that they collected in donations, they spent 3 cents.
Yeah, they gave, right?
Yes. Yeah, they put towards the cancer research or whatever it was. Yeah.
3 cents.
So they
right.
they took 97 cents and pocketed it.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Continue.
No, and that's exactly what happened. And, you know, they're fighting for it. You know, these people are so greedy. The other two settled, and now these other two thieves are still fighting to not give back the money or whatever. And so, again, the 50 States District of Columbia charging the cancer funds of the American Cancer Supportive Service, Inc., the Children's Cancer Fund of America, and the Breast Cancer Society. I mean, these are huge huge organizations, right? These are huge so-called charities. You know, again, everybody knows about the Breast Cancer Society and the Children's Cancer Fund. But again, these people have robbed these donations, over $187 million in donations. And now, again, you know, they're basically saying, hey, you gotta pay up or whatever. The Center for Investigative Reporting put the Cancer Fund of the American Second and its America's Worst Charity list based on the data from December, so forth and so on. It raised $86.8 million for the charity, but just gave, wow, like you said, that 1% for the cancer patients, just like what you said.
1%.
1%, you know. So again,
that's why I don't like donating to things, man, because right, you just never know where your money's actually going. You know,
it's sad.
It really pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are people, number one, and I'm going to be honest with you, number one, as a conspiracy person or truth-spiracy person, I see the truth, I try to, is that cancers, they do have cures for it. Cancers are also caused by the Illuminati through the genetically modified organisms called the GMOs, through the fluoride in the water. There was just a recent report that even the government admits that Americans have been poisoned by or giving us so much fluoride in our drinking water. I mean, the list goes on and on. And when I hear that these charities want this money, I go, they're going to take it, number one. And number two, these charities know at the top of the game that there's already a cure for it. You know what I'm saying? You're just giving, yep, money just to give money for these rich people.
There's
it's disgusting.
So many natural ways to cure things, right, these days. And one being cannabis. That's a, to me, that's a miracle plant.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy was cured from cancer. He had a certain cancer. He took medical marijuana. He helped him. He also would smoke the regular stuff, and it cured his cancer. So I know that it cures for a fact, and they tried to hold that plant back. And it's all part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, you just have to do your history, folks, and find out why cannabis was really banned. I don't like using the word marijuana anymore, Sonny.
It's a bad kind of
thing. That's a government word.
Right, right. Well, yeah, propaganda. You
it
know,
is.
Cannabis,
that's what the government started calling it.
You know, it could be
cannabis
used for fuel. It could be used for paper. It grows.
Oh, yeah.
So many attributes, clothing. But again,
and you ain't gotta smoke it.
Yep.
You know, there's so many. I'm a pro cannabis guy here, and living in Ohio. I don't know, Sonny. Have you seen seen that they're trying to get it on the ballot here in Ohio?
Yeah, I heard there's a couple of groups that are trying to get it. They're looking for the signatures, you know, to propose it, to put it on the ballot.
Looks like one's going to get it.
What?
It looks like one of them,
one
campaign has
got
enough. Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. You know, and I do believe that it's going to pass. I believe if it doesn't pass this time around, it will definitely pass the next time around. It's just like here in Ohio, especially, you know, in the Cleveland area, whatnot, they always wanted casinos.
Yep.
And so, you know, they went to the ballots and no. But they threw it so many times in the ballot where it eventually passed. So if they could continuously do that, it's definitely going to pass, especially here in Ohio. These people, you know, there. So it is what it is. And so it's going to happen one way or another. If it's in Colorado, why not here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Colorado was awesome.
I'm
going to move on to another topic here, folks. It's been in the news. I'm sure everyone's aware of this biker gang shootout that took place in Waco, Texas. Now the Waco police are calling for a truce after a deadly biker violence. Police on Tuesday asked for a truce among rival motorcycle gangs following the explosion of violence at a local restaurant that left 9 people dead. Quote, "We ask that there be some kind of truce between whatever motorcycle gangs are involved." That was the police spokesman, Sergeant Patrick Swanton. He said, quote, "We would encourage them to try and be a little peaceful and let the violence stop." Swanton has warned since Sunday's shootout at Twin Peaks restaurant that more bikers could be headed to the central Texas city, possibly seeking revenge against police or rival gangs. He called the threat credible. He added that the threats had toned down since Monday, saying he hoped it was in response to the police request that motorcyclists keep their bikes off the streets. Quote, "All we ask for help from criminal behavior games? Yes, absolutely we are," Swanton said. But he added that violence is, quote, "most likely not over." So what do you think's going on down there? I'm just curious to how many cops actually shot people, because from my understanding, a lot of the deaths were from police officers.
Yeah, again, it's just these rival gangs are there. They're fighting. It seems weird that it's in Waco, and we all know what happened in Waco, you know, with that cult, and, you know, the government went there and blew them out. You know, whenever I look at stories, I try to see the history of it, you know. So who knows, even the word Twin Peaks, right? Twins, the twin what? Towers. Could be a psyop, too. I always question anything and everything that's set up by the mainstream media. But who knows? It could be these guys just don't like each other and they want to blow each other up, you know?
Very well possible.
I mean, people don't like other people, and, you know, it is what it is. But it's funny, too, that it happened in Texas, because, again, we were just talking about that, you know, Jade Helm or whatnot. Well, hey, we should have these military forces go down there and practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bikers. You know? So, again, it could be a psyop.
Could be another way to take your guns.
Right. Another psyop. So, again, man, I question everything, which, again, I tell people to question everything, you know, because this, they're completely corrupt. The Boston bombings, I didn't trust. Of course, 9/11, you know, so forth and so on. Oklahoma bombing, you know, that was set up to not just one guy did that. Impossible. So,
Sonny, what do you have new coming up for yourself? What have you been looking into? Anything new that you want to tell the folks as far as the exposing the New World Order and
Yeah, it just goes along the line. Just do your diligent research. Again, my next video is going to be on transhumanism. Again, that's where it's leading towards, where we're all going to be, you know, linked up to systems, computer chips in us and everything like that, which the Bible warned us, the 666 mark of the beast system. So I'm going to be talking about that in one of my videos. I'm going to be talking about the top 10, how America has been mind controlled. I'm going to be making a video on that. I'm going to teach people in another video how to wake up somebody with just a dollar bill. Just a bunch of videos that I have set up coming, which are going to be amazing, must-see videos. And, you know, I hope you guys take a look at my page and check it out. It's growing really fast, and, you know, that's what it's about. It's pretty powerful, man. You know, I got a lot of haters there too, talking smack, but that just goes along with the territory.
That it does.
You can't escape the trolls, but ultimately, most people like what I got on my video, and I think you should check it out, because again, I really do it in depth. And the nice thing is, you know, you get the people say, "Hey, man, you woke me up," or, you know, "I'm a 15-year-old. I've seen your videos. You've helped me. I try to help my other friends, but they don't want to believe me." You know, I get those stories every day, which is amazing. And that's why I do this. That's why I do shows, and just because I want to help people learn. And you know, again, the truth shall set you free, as the Bible said, and it's true. You're more liberated. There is more weight on our shoulders because of what we know, right? It's hard to sometimes go through the world after you're awake. Like, I was looking for a Mother's Day card, and you're looking at the Mother's Day card, and you see the pentagrams, you see 666, you see all this subliminal stuff, and it's really hard to kind of deal with that. You're like, wow. And then you just look around and people are asleep, and it's like, man, what are you doing? This world is really falling apart, and we need to help each other, not be segregated as the Illuminati, the New World Order, wants us to be. So, you know, stuff like that I talk about on my videos, and I'm telling you, man, you guys watch it, you're going to see some stuff that you won't see anywhere on the internet, because I really do break down codes and dollar bills and stuff like that nobody else does on the internet pretty much. So check it out.
All right, folks, check his site out, extremelifechanger.com. He's also, again, he's on YouTube, Truth Never Sleeps. So I'm just looking here on the news feeds, folks, to see what's going on before we go off the air. We got a couple more minutes here. Let me see where we at. How much time do we have? It is 57. So maybe a couple more minutes or so, 3 minutes, something like that. Yeah. So I'm seeing it looks like North Texas, they've got a tornado outbreak going on right now. So I don't know if, Sonny, if you've seen anything about that, but North Texas has got some, I guess, tornadoes. You know, I hate those things. Confirmed tornado heading towards Rumway Bay, Texas, and Bridgeport, Texas. So that was about an hour ago. That looks like there's definitely some damage.
Yeah, it is tornado season again, but you notice what's happening in Texas, right?
A lot of stuff going on in Texas.
Texas, man, what's going down over there?
So I'm just going through the feeds here and see if there's anything else I want to cover before we call it a night. Definitely. So what's your take, Sonny, on the elections? Do you think, now see, I've been telling Rags this, that it's going to be Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. He says it'll never happen.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but I don't. The election's already. I'm telling you, the next president's already been decided, folks.
Right, right.
Okay, it's already done deal. Now we're just watching. Now we're just watching the show. This is a show. We're the audience, and we get to watch this show that the elite put on for themselves.
Exactly.
So again, what's your thoughts? Do you think it's going to be Hillary, and do you think she'll win?
I don't know. I mean, I for me, I personally don't think she's probably not going to win. She's still getting some bad reviews, especially with you know, everything that happened.
Yeah, but even when you Senate. Her the base will vote for her, Sonny.
Yeah, I mean, I just. You know, because it's so staged, I don't really make predictions because, you know, I've lost interest in it because, you know, it's garbage.
Yeah.
You know, if it was two real people going after it, then I'd be like, wow. You know, but you have Jeb Bush supposedly going, which is a Bush dynasty, right? And then you have, you know, Hillary Clinton, which are, again, this is like a monarchy. Which it is. It's an Illuminati monarchy. We need to wake up. We need to get away from this. People need to wake up. Out of the millions upon millions of Americans, we got these two people. Give me a break. And I think people are waking up to that. I would hope so. But you have a lot of people, yes. Oh, the first woman president, you know, Hillary Clinton. And, you know, the 90s was a great time for a lot of people. I mean, it's nostalgia, too, to be honest with you. I remember in the 90s, I was having a great time. I was engaged. I had money. And then, you know, when those Twin Towers crashed down, it's been tough for a lot of people. And because of that mindset, they may want Hillary Clinton. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, watching, if you're from the 80s, watching some 80s videos or something.
Well, look, you know,
times.
In 2008, she was gone, and she would have won if it wasn't for Barack Obama. And now she was given some type of deal to step down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was. They went.
You
to
know,
the
they went. Board. They went behind closed doors. They had their right. special the little board. Meeting, and yep. she was given some type of deal.
Right.
And it wasn't the Secretary of State. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
She didn't give up becoming president to become Secretary of State.
Exactly.
So.
They both were to the Bilderberg group. They both disappeared at the same exact time when they were going, you know, for this election. And then they popped back up. And then, yes, you're right. Obama was the chosen one. You know, just like professional wrestling, they set it up. I don't know. To me personally, I still don't feel it because of the Benghazi and the 9/11. I think there's a lot of people that just they kind of feel that left a really bad taste in their mouth. What difference?
Well,
does
I told matter? Rags this election for me will seal the deal whether it's rigged or not. Now you know a lot of people say it's rigged. I don't know.
It is rigged.
This election will seal the deal.
So what are you telling me? You're going to vote for Hillary?
No, I'm not voting for any of them.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
If I was going to vote for anyone, it'd probably be Rand Paul.
Ron Paul, you know.
Not Ron, Rand.
Rand, his son. That's right, my bad.
My bad. Don't get it wrong there. Yeah. Hey, Sonny, we're running over. man, we could talk forever.
Yeah, definitely.
But we're only an hour show here, so we get a little time constraint. We're running over, but... folks, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, disclosuremedia.net. You can get all the links there. Also, Sonny Cardona, who is special guest star here for me tonight, filling in for Rags. You can find him on Facebook at Beyond Awake. Is that right?
Yes, Beyond Awake on Facebook, ExtremeLifeChanger.com, my website, and, of course, The Truth Never Sleeps on YouTube. Definitely please check that out and subscribe and like. And, again, thank you, Jay, for having me. It's been a blast.
Hey, Sonny, no problem. Hey, folks, catch us again tomorrow night. We'll hopefully be back tomorrow, same time, 11 p.m. If not, we'll see you when we do. So have a great night, great week. Godspeed. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.